بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ من اموالهم صدقه تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصلي عليهم ان صلاتك سكن لهم صدق الله العظيم Yesterday we were discussing regards the importance of giving zakat and how giving zakat is one of the fundamental pillars of Islam. I just want to clarify one point. One of our elders, he pointed out that from the discussion somebody may have got the wrong message, whereby when I said that by giving zakat, this purifies a person's wealth. And zakat means to purify. So this does not mean, and this is not implying, though it may have given that wrong message, that if a person has haram wealth, for example, a person, he deals in drugs, intoxicants, so the money that he has in his possession is haram. Now it doesn't mean that if a person gives out 2.5% zakat, then the rest of his money will become halal. No. When we say zakat purifies our wealth, that means that that part of our wealth which unknowingly has come into our possession, which we are not entitled to. For example, it was given, you know, by accident, we turned up late for work and we put our name down or we put our timing down as early and we were given such earnings that we were not entitled to. Or we got some benefits where we were supposed to update our information and we did not. And such money came into our possession. So when we do transaction, when we do business, in our day-to-day life, sometimes money comes into our possession which we are not entitled to, which is not permissible for us. Unknowingly, this money is purified through zakat. If a person has haram wealth, knowingly, so he has taken somebody's money, he has cheated or he is selling haram products and he has money in his possession which he knows about. He has stolen someone's money, then by giving 2.5%, this is not going to cleanse this money. This money is a different issue. The money which is in his possession which is haram, it does not become halal by giving zakat. This money he has to give away. He needs to contact a mufti. He has to give this away without even the intention of thawab. And if it's a large amount, then he should find a reputable mufti. He should explain the situation to him, and the mufti sahib will tell him what he needs to do. So haram money does not become halal by giving zakat. Zakat purifies our wealth, where some, you know, few dollars here and there, which come into our possession, which we are not entitled to, even they are devoid of barakah. So by giving zakat, we purify that wealth, not that wealth which is haram. So this is something which I wanted to clarify. Coming back to zakat, I was explaining that this is a very important pillar of Islam. In the verses I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Take, he is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from their wealth, sadaqah, which here is zakat. تُطَهِرُهُمْ, which will purify them, وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ, and it will تُزَكِّي and تُطَهِرُهُمْ mean the same thing, that by giving zakat, this will purify their souls. As I mentioned yesterday, that zakat, giving this, is decreasing the love of wealth. The greed which is inside man is decreased by him spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by him fulfilling this important obligation. So it is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Those people who amass gold and silver, or in our days and times, dollars and pounds, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they do not give this in the path of Allah, so they do not give their zakat, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then warn them of a... The word here, فَبَشِّرْ, means give them glad tidings. This is a sarcastic statement. Warn them of a grave punishment. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ. They will be put on plates of gold and silver, which will be lighted up, heated up. And then they will be branded with this wealth that they had. In those days, people had gold and silver coins. So they will be burnt with the wealth that they had. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the one who gives zakat, he will be safe from this punishment. So we can understand how important it is to give our zakat. Now very briefly, I just want to mention a few masail with regards to zakat. Just a few masail which generally some people are unaware of. The first thing is, who has to give zakat? This is well known. Generally, people know that person who is a sahib nisab. So the nisab differs according to the time of the year, according to country. That person who is sahib nisab, it could be $300, $400, $500, whatever the amount is. That person who has this much money in his possession, either he has money, so in those days it was gold, silver. So in our days and times, it's cash. If a person has cash, he has to give zakat upon this. This is known to everyone. Similarly, gold or silver, people don't have silver, but women, they have gold. So women, if they have gold in their possession, whether they use that gold or whether they don't, whether it's stashed away somewhere, if it's in the bank, if it's in a safe, you have to give zakat on that gold. And similarly, if a person does business and he, for example, he runs a shop, so he has stock. He has stock. He runs a bookshop, he has stocks of books. He sells, you know, perfume, he has stocks of perfume. He runs a grocery, he has stock of different types of grocery. So upon this, zakat has to be given. Many people are unaware of this. So if they run a business, they give zakat on the wealth that they have, the money they have in their bank, their savings, etc. But the stock that they have in their shop, they don't give zakat on this. They feel that this is exempt from zakat. This is not the case. If a person is running a business, he has stock, then he has to make a stock take. At the end of the year, the day that his zakat becomes farz upon him, the day that his year ends, he has to take a stock take and he has to give zakat. If he is doing a wholesale business, he will give according to wholesale price. If he is doing a retail business, he will give according to retail price. You can contact the Mufti in this regard. So gold, silver, cash, then you have shares, you have, you know, pensions, and then other things which are complicated, you have to contact the Mufti and you ask them in these regards. I'm just talking about the basics. So if a person has male tijarat, money, stock, he has to also do a stock take and he has to give zakat upon this. Another grave mistake people make in regards to zakat is that they give zakat without any calculation. So which we say andaza. So a person, Ramzan comes, generally he gives in Ramzan. So he just feels, okay, you know, I've got this much. And he doesn't do any calculations. He doesn't check everywhere that he has money. So he needs to look in his house, how much cash he has in his home, in his bank account, this bank account, the second bank account, a bank account he has overseas. If he's running a business, then he has to do a stock take. He has to do all of this, put all this together. If he owns shares in a company, put all this together. And then a person gives 2.5%. He can't just, you know, okay, I've given $1,000. I've given $2,000, it's done. No, it doesn't work like this. Zakat is our responsibility. We will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even if we give $1 less. You can't just do it by estimate. Similarly, another mistake that people make is that they don't have a fixed date. So one year they give zakat in Ramzan, sometimes they give zakat in Shawwal, sometimes they give in Muharram, sometimes they give this time. They have no date, whereas zakat has to have a date. You have to have a fixed date according to the lunar calendar and the Islamic calendar. The day a person becomes sahib-e-nisab, so the day in his possession, for example, he has no money. And then, or he's nabaligh, he becomes baligh, and he has, take for example, we are in Ramadan, the first Ramadan, he has $2,000 in his possession. This person, now zakat has become farz on him, not today, the next year. So the whole year will pass. Now when the next year comes, the first of Ramadan, a date has to be fixed, an exact date. It can't be in Ramadan. Because, for example, if a person, his date is the 15th of Ramadan, it's supposed to be. The 15th of Ramadan is supposed to be his date when he gives zakat. Now, this person, he just does any old date. So for this year he thought, let me just do it on the 1st of Ramadan, 2nd of Ramadan. He'll calculate it that I have $5,000 and he gives accordingly $25 per thousand, so he gives $125 in zakat. This person, 5th Ramadan, he is giving his zakat, he's doing his calculation. Whereas he's supposed to do it on the 15th. That's when he's, the last few years, he's been doing it on the 15th, and this year he's doing it on the 5th. On the 10th of Ramadan, his father passes away. And in his possession in miras, $20,000 come to him. $20,000 have come to him in miras. Now he was supposed to do his calculation on the 15th. If he did it on the 15th, he would be giving zakat for $25,000. And he's only giving for $5,000. So he has given less zakat for $20,000 less money he has not taken into account. And he's giving less zakat. Similarly, someone who does business. Now stock comes and goes. Sometimes, you know, your stock is finished. And then you're supposed to do a stock take on a certain date. You do it before that or you do it after that. So 15th Ramzan, he's supposed to do his stock take, and he does his stock take 1 month late. And by that time, all the stock is gone. So he should have taken it into account on that date. He's doing it 1 month late and he's not taking that stock into account. So a person is giving less. So he feels that I'm doing an estimate. I'm giving more than enough. Whereas he doesn't realize that he's giving less than what he's supposed to. So we have to have a fixed date. Now, if we don't have a fixed date, what do you do? A person, until now, he's just been giving it on a random date or doing his calculations on a random date, then a person should try to remember and work out which date he became Sahib Nisab. And if he cannot, which many of us may not be able to, we may not recall, we may not be able to fix a date or remember, that now we have to fix a date. It doesn't have to be Ramadan. People generally think it has to be Ramadan. No. It can be any date. You're only calculating. You can give your zakat whenever. You should try to give it as soon as possible. But it doesn't mean that if my zakat, my year ends today, I have to give zakat today. I have to give all of my money. If I have to give, say, $1,000 zakat, then I'm not going to give that in one day. I'll give $10 and $50 and $20. Person spreads it out as and when people come to him. But the day that he does the calculations, that has to be fixed. So if we don't have a fixed date, then we have to fix it. If that means tomorrow, if that means after 1 month, we have to think back and we have to try and fix the date. And every year we have to be consistent. So it should be noted down somewhere. Somebody else should know in our home. They can remind us. They can maybe do the calculations for us. And according to that date, we will have to calculate all our assets. And if we don't know, then we find an alim, we find a scholar, we find a mufti, we go to them. People sometimes, they don't want to go to someone because they don't want to declare their assets. Because they're scared, muftis, I will find out how much money I have. Muftis are not interested in how much. You'll find many ulama who don't care how much money you have. And the worst it will happen is if they have a chanda to do, they'll come to you. So that's a good cause anyway. They're not going to come to you for anything else. Inshallah, even that won't happen. So there's nothing to be worried about. Even in miras, people sometimes, they don't want to go to mufti. Why? The muftis will find out that how much. He's not going to tell anyone. He's going to work in confidentiality. You go to someone who you trust. You don't go to any old person that goes and tells everyone. So somebody, and there's plenty of people that we can find that are trustworthy. So whenever it comes to money and wealth, similarly, miras, inheritance, we have to go to someone. If we don't know, then work out. Tell them about our pension scheme, what type of a scheme it is, if we have any bonds, if we have any shares, which type of a company is it, which type of shares they are. The ulama, they have studied all of this. The modern day things, no, they are up to date. Most of them are up to date about these things, especially if they're muftiyani kiram, they work in iftar, they will know what you are coming with. So they will help us and assist us. If we only have cash, then it's straightforward. Each person can do the calculations himself. So that's very important that we fix a date and we are consistent in this regard. Another thing, misconception that people have, last one, is that people feel that, for example, let's say my year starts on the 1st of Ramadan. And generally I get my monthly wage, I spend my money, I have some left over. Now, just say a couple of days before this date, or maybe a week or 2 weeks, you know, $20,000 come into my possession. So we think that this is not part of this year's zakat. This is different money. Because generally I have, say, example, $5,000 in my account. And then it just goes up to 25. So people think that 20,000, that's just come now. So the year hasn't finished yet. No. The year, whatever, even if, just say my zakat is on first Ramadan, the day before, extra money, a large amount comes into my possession, I have to give zakat on that today. It's not that a year has to pass on that. So whenever the year finishes, whatever we have, whether that came yesterday, whether that came a week before, whether that came months before, that's not relevant. Whether our money went down, whether it went up, yes, if a person becomes totally bankrupt, that's a different issue. But if our money goes up and down, which it will do, this is why zakat is not, you get money and in 1 week you have to give zakat. No, Allah is just with us. Allah ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned that Allah gives us a whole year. So you spend for a whole year. In 1 year, you know, so many different seasons come. Somebody's business runs more in summer, somebody's business runs more in winter, somebody's crops grow in a certain season. So people are given a chance to earn their money, spend their money, and whatever is left over. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say give zakat once in a lifetime, because then we'll not be able to fulfill the needs of the poor. And He doesn't say give zakat every month, because that would be unjust on us. It wouldn't be unjust, but it would be hard. So Allah ta'ala has given us a whole year. Whatever you have left over, from there we have to give only 2.5%, which is very minimal. So we should be very careful as regards to our zakat, that we are calculating it correctly. We are not just giving an estimate. And lastly, we give it to the right people, in the right hands. It's our responsibility to give our zakat. My respected Shaykh Hafizahullah, he always mentions that if somebody runs a business, income tax officers come, how particular are we regards our accounts? We will even find the accountant. We will pay him. The Mufti Sahib is doing our job for free. No Mufti will charge you that, Acha, you need to do your zakat hisab, it's going to take me half an hour, £25. No, they'll do it for free. We'll give someone money, take them on, employ them part-time, or we'll give them a contract and they will do our accounts for us, so that the income tax officer doesn't have any questions on our account. He doesn't question anything. And if he does question, then we'll go back, we'll open up all the receipts and we'll make sure that we get it right. So this is not tax. This is not tax. Tax is different, zakat is different. There is a big difference between the two. But it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we should be careful. We should go out of our way to make sure that we have calculated our zakat correctly, and then we give it in the right hands. Whoever comes to us, we don't just give it to them blindly. Institution, what are they doing? If there's a charity institution, where are they working? How do they use this money? In what avenues do they use this money? We should do some research. If there is a madrasa, we do research. If we can trust the person, somebody has, you know, authorized them, that's a different case. So we need to make sure that our zakat is going in the right hands. And we should look for avenues to spend our zakat. We should not wait for someone to come to us. As giving zakat, we are investing in our hereafter. So we should look for someone that is in need. And if you give to someone, you don't need to say, brother, this is zakat, is for you. You don't need to say this. You can give someone as a hadiah also. So our intention is zakat. We know that this person, he is eligible for zakat. He will not ask for zakat. He is a, you know, man of dignity. He will not ask for money. He will not put his hand out in front of anyone. But if we know, then we can give him as a hadiah also. We can give somebody, it doesn't even need to be cash. You know, in our countries back home, people give, some people they misuse cash. So they give them other things. They give them flour, they give them wheat, they give their school fees, they give them clothes. So we can give different things as zakat. So we should look, because our giving zakat is our investment the hereafter. The person who we are giving to, the poor person, one of the salaf mentioned that person who thinks that the one who is giving to is more in need of his money that he is giving, then this person is in need of the reward that he is getting, he has wasted his zakat or his sadaqah or his lillah. So if I feel that the person who I am giving to, he is more in need of my money, then I am in need of the thawab that I am getting, then I have wasted my sadaqah. I should feel that I am more in need. So we should not feel that I am doing an ihsan upon him. Here, take the money. No, we are not doing an ihsan upon that person. He is doing a favor upon us that he is taking our money, that he is giving us an opportunity to give our money to the right cause. So we should be very, very particular in this regard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to understand. There are many different masail related to zakat. Like I said, you can contact the Muftiyani Kiram and find out from them and make sure that we give our zakat in the right place to the right people in the right manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu.